It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, what do you guys think would happen if these transgender athletes actually competed against their biological sets? I'm willing to bet that a lot of them would not be very successful, because the ones that seem to be competing against the women are the mediocre males that have done nothing against males, but when they go over and compete against women, they seem to dominate. Yeah, biology is a real thing, no matter what the votes actually tell you. Now, states are actually starting to implement bans on men identifying as women and competing in female sports. It's not a fair advantage, man. I mean, the women are at a serious disadvantage. This has been a major topic here on this channel. We've been covering it for the past couple of years. There definitely seems to be a trend growing, and people are taking recognition. State governments are taking recognition. Now, that actually brings us to New Hampshire. New Hampshire actually has a bill on the table to actually ban men identifying as women and competing in female sports. Now, we have this one high schooler, male identifying as a female, track and field. And you guys are going to be amazed at what he said about what it would do to him if he actually had to compete against the boys. He said that it would cause him mental anguish. Why? Well, probably because he wouldn't be very good competing with the boys. Competing against the females? Oh, yeah, he's dominating. Shocker, right? Yeah. So let's get into this, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. Trans student tells state lawmakers that making him compete on boys' team is mental anguish. Absolutely amazing, right? Mental anguish. And this person's name is Mayo Jots. Yeah. So let's read some of this, then we'll get to the video clip, guys. It says here, a transgender student told New Hampshire lawmakers that forcing him to play on the boys' team at school gives him mental anguish, and that he should be allowed to play on the team that matches his gender identity. Male-born track and field athlete Mayo Jots appeared before the House Education Committee of the New Hampshire House of Representatives Monday to speak against SB 375, which would ban transgender girls from playing on any state-sponsored school girls' sports team. It should be banned. Now, here is this person speaking before the New Hampshire legislature. Let's play it.
Good morning, or I suppose at this point, afternoon, House Education Committee. My name is Mayel Jacques, a 16-year-old sophomore from Newbury, and I'm here to testify in opposition of SB 375. Throughout my entire life, sports have been an integral part to my belonging. Playing playing soccer since the age of 3. When I began my transition in the 6th grade, my school welcomed me onto the girls' team. This act of being able to be a part of the teams I belonged to allowed me to skip through the phase of social ostracization as the other girls accepted me for who I was and welcomed me, especially by their locker room rituals, like the ones where we go around and give a word of how we wanted to perform that game. Being part of the team allowed me to be seen as normal where everywhere else I could be perceived as a pariah. I didn't join sports with the goal of dominating competition or being better than anyone else. No one would go through the bullying and self-hatred of transition purely to win a sport, especially women's sports, which are underappreciated in our nation. I joined because it's something I'm passionate about and enjoy. If banned from sports teams and locker rooms, joining the male teams wouldn't even be a choice for me with the bullying and threats I'd receive, let alone the mental anguish I'd go through being forced to be someone I'm not. Thank you for your consideration, and please vote in opposition to SB 375. Sincerely, Mael Jacques.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the committee? Not seeing any. Thank you. Yes, Representative Woodcock.
Thank you. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good.
Thank you for waiting around. I know we started at 11 o'clock this morning. Just a question. In your participation in sports, have you had any other teams complain or ask you to leave or stop the game?
Never. All the other teams have been very supportive. The only problems I've received are from outside parties, like media sources and whatnot. I've never received anything negative from other teams and coaches and players.
Athletes are athletes.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, one of the reasons why he has not seen people on his team complain, probably even the opponents, is because of fear. Fear. That's what's happening, man. I'm pretty sure the people out there have actually seen Riley Gaines be attacked at San Francisco State, and they remain quiet. But the women are starting to speak out now. And this person here, this is amazing right here. Check this out. Jots, a high school sophomore, has thoroughly dominated the girls' high jump for the last two seasons as a Kearsarge Regional High School girls' track and field team member. And look at this here on X right here. It says male high school jumper, male Jots, won a girls high school state title yesterday in New Hampshire. His winning jump was almost 10 inches lower than the boys winning height. His 10 point score helped the Kearsarge High School girls track and field team jump to runner up in the state among 25 teams. Yeah. His jump was 10 inches lower than the winning boys. Yeah. Absolutely amazing, right? Amazing. This is crazy. Now, Riley Gaines did speak out on this. And she says, how could the parents of this boy allow their son to cheat deserving women out of opportunities? And why don't the parents of the girls stand up and say no for their daughters? This country is full of failing, gutless mothers and fathers. She's right. These people, man, are terrified, absolutely terrified of the woke mob. Look here, Jots, who holds a girls' state title in New Hampshire, is now lobbying against laws that would prevent him from competing against girls. Now, at a track meet, he just completely dominated the females here. Look at this right here. That's him right there. The girls are way in the back. Watch it again. It's not even close. Not even close, man. This is crazy right here. What about the mental anguish of the females that have to compete against a male? Did he actually think about that? I'm pretty sure he didn't care. Didn't care. He was winning. He was dominating. This is crazy, man. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, and we will catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.